All right, we'll go ahead and get started, I guess. All right, everyone, we're joined by Eric Jones here, driver of the number 43 Legacy Motor Club Toyota. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions for Eric. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you a wireless microphone. All right, we'll start up here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. One on San Diego. How much have you kind of started to dive into that circuit, that racetrack? What kind of racing do you think it's going to produce?
Yeah, quite a bit. I would say since we've kind of gotten the finalized track over the last, you know, month maybe now, we've done a pretty large amount of sim. You know, the sim on the oval side is it is valuable, but when you're going to a place like San Diego from a driver's standpoint, there's just way more to gain. So our big focus has been quite a bit of time there. But as far as the track, you know, I think in a lot of ways it's similar to Chicago. It's obviously way bigger and way more turns, but I think there's a couple of good passing zones. It's extremely rough. I don't know what that's going to be like. It's hard to guess on a grip level and how much grip it's going to really have. You know, we thought going into Chicago that it would be really slick and challenging, and Chicago had more grip than almost every other road course we went to. So just a lot of unknowns, but as far as the track layout, it took me a long time to just memorize it. I would say it was a while just to get up to speed and remember all the corners. The visuals, especially in the sim, are really challenging. Everything just looks like a 90-degree turn, and you can't really tell which way you're trying to go half the time. So it takes a while to get up to speed on that. But as far as the track, I think it's okay. It's just rough, so we'll just have to see how that is.
You're not worried about ending up in the bay?
I hope not. If I end up in the bay, I think I just have to call it quits. I don't think I could race again after that.
You've got kind of a fun thing coming up later this week, Money in the Bank at Berlin, going back home for that. Where is your late model program at right now, and how much joy do you take out of being able to go back there, race at home in a late model?
That's fun. I always look forward to this week. I get kind of some bonus time up here next week, spending a couple of days over there at Berlin. And yeah, it's good. Same group we've had. We've got just our car, and we run, you know, 3 to 4 races a year, and it's always hard. It's never easy to go and show up and try to compete against those guys, especially at Berlin. They do it all the time over there, and it's a majority of just local guys that run, especially the 150. So it's not easy to go and compete with them. But I felt like I came up here and tested about a month ago, and the car was really good. So hopefully it's as good as it was then. We just, me and one other guy, Mike, kind of go over a setup and come up with something and go have some fun with it. But it's definitely enjoyable either way. Obviously, we want to run well, but just being there and working with my group of friends is a lot of fun.
Additional questions? All right, we'll come to the middle here.
Eric, Landon Quisenberry with frontstretch.com. Looking ahead to next year, Legacy is expanding to 3 full-time cars. Can you talk about this, like how much that team has grown and kind of what you expect next year with the challenges of growing the organization to have 3 full-time cars?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a great stretch here with the 43 and making a lot of points and running well, running right on the backside of the top 10, which is a big step up for us, so that's good. I think as far as going to 3 cars, at the end of the day, it's a value having another data point. The caveat to that's just the challenge of it. You know, we need to hire 60 people approximately, if not more. And finding 60 people in today's climate in NASCAR is not easy. I think that's the biggest thing we're going to have to work through. And then beyond that, just integrating with a new team, you know, the new driver, new crew chief, and figuring out, you know, what they need and how they're going to bring value to the program. You know, obviously when you have 3 cars, you need them all running well. You can't have 1 car or 2 cars excelling and 1 guy lagging behind, you know, or vice versa. So you've got to work to have 3 strong teams, which is tough. And you see it in every organization. One or 2 guys maybe excel and one is trying to play catch up. So yeah, a lot of challenges there. I think the biggest challenge though is the hiring process. Just going through and finding that many good people. It'll be a long road for us.
We'll come over to Reed and then Chris next.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. With the announcement of celebrity ownership that's coming and coming to be announced along with Darius Rucker, what does that mean for the team? What does that mean for its visibility and your ability to secure sponsorship given that sort of high visibility with that, that some of these personages are gonna bring to the team?
I mean, obviously the world of partnerships has changed a lot, and even and not in just the last 10 years, but the last 5 years, I would say it's changed a lot. And I think just the visibility it brings is great. But I think beyond that, it's probably just a vision that I think Jimmy has for the program. You know, Jimmy really dives in hard on the marketing, the sponsorship, the presence side of the race team, and really wants to focus and grow that. And I think the ownership side is something he sees a lot of value in and growing that partnership group and what we can bring to the table as far as is that visibility for partners and what that brings to them. You know, I've been really fortunate the last few years just to have a couple of great partners between Advent Health and Dollar Tree just, you know, stepping up and doing a lot for me. But, you know, we need to keep the program funded, obviously going to three cars and long into the future. And so I think they're, you know, in today's world and in our sport, and not just in our sport, but every sport, it's not enough just to say we're a race team and, you know, we show up to the track and race and you can put your sticker on the car and that's, you know, that's your value. There has to be more to it than that. There has to be experiences and opportunities for them to come to the track and have something unique. And I think that's branching out farther down that road for them to provide a great experience to our partner.
We'll go to Chris next.
Chris Knight, CatchLines.com. Eric, how would you evaluate the Legacy Motor Club team from this point last year to this point this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a better spot. It's funny, I kind of look like points position at this time last year, we really weren't a whole lot different, but I think that as a group, we're running more consistently better. You know, we've had a good stretch here of a month of showing up every week and having good cars and being close and running well. A couple of execution things have kept us from a bit better finishes, and some strange strategies have kept us from some stage points, especially last week at Nashville. So I think overall we're in a way better spot. I think there's so many little things we can do better still, which is frustrating but good, you know, to have performance like we're currently having and knowing there's little things we need to work on and improve. There's value in that. So for me, you know, yeah, I've been happy with the direction. I'm happy with my team and Justin and the engineers. Pit crew's been great. So everybody's been working really well together. But historically too, this has been a good stretch for me. Just the tracks, the way they line up. You know, I think if we get through San Diego and Sonoma after Pocono and see where we sit, it's really going to be more of a telltale for our chase hopes. So, I think we're in a better spot than last year, and I'm definitely happier with the direction, you know, currently.
Additional questions for Eric? All right. Well, thanks, Eric, and good luck this weekend.
Yep, thanks.